哎呀！Music.
Hey out there, world, boys and girls of Chan Nation. You're listening to Chansplaining, the only Jackie Chan podcast under this sun or any other sun in any microverse or macroverse. I'm one of your hosts, Matt, here with the beast from the east, Jordan.
Yeah.
And also the beast from the east, Sunny.
Further east.
Wait, we're from the west.
No, you're both living in the east coast.
It's also possible.
No, but you're also in the east.
I'm not going to call myself the beast from the east. That would be rude.
It's possible that we've inspired a bunch of other Jackie Chan podcasts as well. We just haven't checked up on it.
It's before we started this podcast, we did the research and we found out we were the only Jackie Chan podcast. And since then, I haven't been on Wikipedia because I heard it was infected by leaks.
I heard
Julius Assange now runs Wikipedia.
Can one of you guys for like threat of sounding like a big dumb head, what exactly is there a link between Wikipedia and WikiLeaks, or is it just sort of
Wiki is, well, I guess there's a lot of pedias or there's a lot of wikis.
There's a lot of wikis. Wikipedia is like the main database thing, and I think wiki is just like a new thing for like a place for information.
Mm-hmm.
So like you can go to a Pokemon wiki or like a Legend of Zelda wiki, or like
or
a expanded Firefly
Wookiepedia.
Universe wiki. Wookiepedia. So
yeah.
Or Winkypedia. I don't know what that is.
Winkypedia be.
That's probably some fetish thing.
I don't know what it would be. Winky, wait, but like it's like Winky, it's like about
I found
eyes.
Out one of my favorite porn stars died a couple days ago.
What?
A couple of days ago?
Yeah.
Well, I know about the porn star who died like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, like
ago.
You found...
Who was that?
August Ames or something?
She died too?
Who died a few days ago?
Well, no, my girl died... probably like 4 months ago. Her name was Shyla Stiles. She was like a big Barbie doll that I masturbated to for many years. And then she went to bed and
was she still
up.
Active? Or oh was this God. Like a...
Was this a retirement situation? I don't know. I stopped tracking her, but her videos stopped being new. So I assume she retired.
The one who died a few weeks ago killed herself. So...
Oh, that's awful.
Because she
sad.
She got like Wicca. She got social media bullied.
Jesus Christ! Really?
Well, okay. So the story is this from my internet.
All right, let's get into it.
And the BuzzFeed
really
article that I read. she refused to do a scene with a guy who did both guy girl and guy guy scenes. I think in the industry, for the most part, guy-guy scenes are all, like, with condoms, whereas guy-girl scenes are often not.
And yeah.
So she refused to do it with him because she's claimed that she was protecting her body from...
HIV or something?
HIV or STDs or whatever, and... Everybody on the internet was like, "You're a homophobe," and she's like, "I'm not a homophobe. I like gay people. I just need to. This is my
protect
body,
myself.
And I have agency to choose who I will and won't do scenes with." And apparently, she had like a long history of depression, and everybody calling
Man, that's
her.
That's awful.
Yeah, and then she killed herself. So
that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, it's a.
Do you guys think Jackie masturbates, or do you think he just like can afford any woman he wants? Like he'll buy a sex worker.
Do you think that's the reason why people do or don't?
I think when you're 65 years old,
the novelty has worn off.
Dollars, And the novelty is worn off of jacking off.
Did you say any more, or do you mean in general? Like, has he in his life, or now?
We know that Jackie, for long periods of time, conducted affairs with women that were not his wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
If anyone has read the links that I've sent out every so often. But he also is now an old man, and I figure he doesn't want to pound his pud anymore, because it'll melt from the friction. And so he needs a woman to do so, and his wife is old. The old people fuck?
Yeah. That's yeah, they do.
Yes, that is something that is a real thing.
He's probably also in the like upper tier of in shape old people.
Probably that dude. I bet Jackie Chan can do tantric sex like Sting.
I don't know that about Sting.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Sting. But I have a question for you guys.
Sorry.
So we just got away from the Golden Globes this week. So we all know that the Oscars were so white, and now we know that the Golden Globes are so men. They're men, and like,
so are the Oscars.
What are you doing with your hands?
It sucks.
Okay, stop playing.
Don't worry about it.
You get picked up on the mic.
So let's I don't know what we should call this little thing that we do at the beginning, but I think we should talk about movies that we've seen that aren't Jackie Chan.
Oh,
like a little recommendation of the three of us all have movie passes, so we all see movies a lot. So
yeah.
Let's
true.
give a little rec to the audience. Let them know we don't only watch Jackie Chan movies.
I'd like to go first. Yeah, go first.
So I want to give a recommendation to everybody out there. If you haven't already, go see Coco or wait until it's on DVD at the end of February.
So see it eventually.
It's going to be in theaters. It's going to be in theaters probably for like one more week. When I saw it, in like the 22nd of the 24th theater.
It'll probably be on longer if it gets that award push.
Yeah,
it will.
Yeah, I think it was a really, really great and really heartfelt movie, and I was surprised seeing it because it was not on my radar when I saw the trailer for it, and I just went ahead with it, and I highly recommend it.
Cool.
Awesome.
I might do that. You got anything, Son? I know me and Sonny have been talking. It was like over winter break. It was just like
I went
saw
through.
This.
Yeah, I have a lot of. I will say my favorite movie that I saw of 2017 was probably Call Me By Your Name. The more I think about it, the more that stands out to me.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I think that movie just really, I don't know, I like when movies use very specific experiences to evoke like broad senses of emotion, and I think that movie does it really well.
That's like Coco. Coco did the same thing.
I thought Call Me By Your Name had the biggest disparity between two men that have sex with each other in a movie that I've ever seen.
What do you mean disparity?
It was like Andre the Giant was having sex with Enzo Amore. Because that boy is so small, and Armie Hammer is so much
and
man.
And he does that really well with his like thin little body. he acts.
He looked like a little lady.
I saw this very funny tweet by someone today. I think it was Demi Adjedumi of Gilmore Guys.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet sounds like someone doing an impersonation of Jack Black.
Is that a character?
No, that's
movie,
the actor. That's the
actor
that plays the main kid, Elio.
Okay.
That's funny. In that movie is fucking weird. That was the one thing. Like, not only is it cool that you're not, spoiler alert for Call Me By Your Name, I guess.
Wait, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Don't
cover
spoil
your ears.
It. Wait, okay, I'm going to turn off the thing.
No, don't. I just won't talk about it. My pick, I think, so far, I fucking am so about I, Tonya.
Yeah. I, Tonya was good.
Das Vi, Tonya.
It's not playing anywhere near me. I don't know when it will.
When she gets nominated, hopefully it'll get a wide release, and you'll be able to peep it.
They hate Margot. Wait, did she not get nominated for the Golden Globes?
She did.
She did, but the Globes are bullshit. Yeah, the Globes are bullshit.
There's no overlap between Globes.
I have a Golden Globe.
Did Sally Hawkins win for her Shape of Water?
I don't know who won Best Actress last night, actually. I know Allison Janney actually won supporting for Itania. She was good in that.
Which is great. What's her name won? Franny Mac won for Billboards.
Like Freddie May?
Frances McDormand.
Freddie May and Franny Mac?
Frances McDormand won. I'm not going to do this with you, Jordan. Oh, boy. We watched The Tuxedo, which I think we want to talk about anything but The Tuxedo right
what
now.
What a fucking crazy.
We're talking about porn stars who killed themselves.
I would say this movie is not anything but.
How does this movie have four? I'm going to read the... Wait, okay. Let's do this as a segment after we read the reviews. On Amazon.
No, let's do it now. I want it now.
I have a question. Which one of us is the Jason? Are we just ripping off?
Oh, is this a thing?
They do that. They read 5-star reviews of movie and how did this get made?
I'm probably the Jason.
I just don't want to rip off.
But I'm also bald, so maybe I'm Paul Scheer.
What?
But I'm also bald, so maybe I'm Paul Scheer. You're June, though.
I'm June. I'm 100% June.
I don't think I'm weird enough to be Jason. I do this.
I think somehow Matt is both. No, I was gonna say that Matt's both Jason and Paul, but I don't think that's fair. I think Matt's more of a Jason. I think he's just he looks like Paul Scheer, but he acts like Jason.
It's as if they had a face-off situation.
Sonny, I think you're more Paul Scheer-esque than Matt is.
Cunning and...
You're like cool and nerdy and you're smart about...
That's what you
that
think
you
Paul Scheer is like? I don't think that's what Paul Scheer is like.
You don't think he's smart and nerdy and he says funny things?
No, I don't.
He always plays very silly characters.
Yeah, he's from Long Island, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Where on Long Island?
I think Great Neck.
I've heard he gives them...
All right.
He gives them Great Neck. Sonny, tell us what people said about
this movie. I was just looking at the one.
I'm in such a bad mood with this. I don't even fucking want to do Chan Fiction today.
Whoa. We're doing some stuff.
I'll do it if I have to. And I might. But Sonny, read this.
I haven't found a good one yet.
Fuck it. I'll read Chan Fiction then.
This is an on the side.
I thought this would be full of them.
I remember like seeing this movie coming out when I was a child. And still being... This movie came out probably when we were, like, 12 or 13?
Yeah, well, speaking of that, there are reviews on Amazon from 2002 of this movie.
Oh. Shit. So if that... People were using Amazon reviews
exactly.
in 2002?
they had to telegraph their reviews to Amazon when they purchased it. Probably on VHS.
These are probably people who... No, 2002, there were DVDs.
Yeah, but most of us didn't have money for DVD players.
If you're going on Amazon and giving a review, you have money for a DVD player. In fact, your computer was probably a DVD player anyway.
Oh, maybe.
Unless you went to the public library.
George, stop playing with stuff. It's going to pick up on the mic.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh shit.
I'll do Chan Fiction if the people want it.
The people
love
Chan Fiction.
Yeah, let's get into some Chan Fiction.
I've been getting a lot of activity from Robert.
Okay. So I'm skipping over a chapter that I think would be fun on like an off week, like if we had a silly one. This is because there's a little silly story about Jackie trying to steal cigarettes. But nothing really happens in that.
Wait, but that applies to the movie.
Yes, because it's smoking.
Because they're smoking, and Jackie steals things.
Well, I didn't take notes on that chapter. I have read it a few times. But it's also very long, and it's more silly than it is good for the Chan Fiction universe.
Okay.
So we're gonna enter in a couple months after we left Jackie, where he's been made the prince of the China Drama Academy because his father abandoned him again and he's been adopted by his abusive master, Yu. So Jackie is in a very dark place, and he's wondering what all of this is for, as many small children do. They go through an existential crisis. And Master Yu calls everybody to the dinner table for eating, and he says he has something to say. It's a big thing he has to talk about. "Students, I have trained you for many years, and your skills have become nearly acceptable," he says. "But you are not training in order to please me. You are working for a much greater goal and a much more demanding group of critics. The audience! Because when you make a mistake before me, you may suffer punishment. But when you make an error before them, you damage your reputation and the reputation of the school and its master, who is me, Master Yu."
He's got a way with words.
I think it's especially funny because his name is Master Yu, and then he's talking about me, which is you.
I editorialized that.
Yeah. Oh. Do you think every kid at the China Diamond Academy is like equally as good? Certainly not.
Jackie?
I mean, like, on a level, like, in terms of, because there's no, like, tiers, right? They all learn the same thing.
They all do. We actually learn a little bit about who's good at what in this chapter. But no, so it's a great question. Jackie kind of mentioned it earlier. I think we were talking about it, maybe in your Chan fiction.
Right.
Didn't he say Jackie
said, there are people that are, like, the best at a certain thing.
It's like, one person is the best at this, one person, I don't remember who.
But Jackie was sort of a
Jack,
no pun intended,
yeah,
Jack of
all
trades. Because he wasn't really good enough at anything. Which I think kind of translates to the movies now that I watch it. Because he just sort of knows how to do everything, which I think is more valuable than, say, Jet Li, who just knows how to kick ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't know if Jet Li could be funny. Except in that one scene in Romeo Must Die.
I don't know. I haven't seen Romeo Must Die.
Wait, is that the one with Steven Seagal?
No, that's the one with,
Aaliyah. Aaliyah. Rest in power, Aaliyah. Do you guys know how Aaliyah died?
I thought she died in a car accident.
No, that's Left Eye Lopez.
I thought Left Eye died in, like, a house fire.
No. Aaliyah's death is both tragic and senseless. And I think more people should know about it. In that, what was happening was she was taking a private plane, and she was bringing all her stuff in the plane, and the captain said, "We can't take all this stuff in the plane. It's gonna weigh too much. We're gonna crash." And she said, "No, we're taking
How
all my stuff in the plane."
This plane.
The small plane.
Like a private
and then the plane,
plane
crashed, and they died, and they all died.
I'd be mad if I was that pilot.
How do you? No, but the pilot's dead. Wait, how do you overrule
no,
a pilot?
No, but he's dead.
He's the
yeah,
the pilot is
but
the
you're
one.
Aaliyah.
They get the last say. Yeah, but they're the pilot. Mm.
I think that when you're dealing with a diva,
yeah,
you can't
like,
say anything. Could you tell Mariah
the pilot
Carey
gets
no?
fired.
No, yeah. But like it's like how a boat captain has the right to marry people on his boat. When you're talking to the captain, they're the head honcho. No
Jordan,
ifs, ands, or buts.
Jordan, we learned through this movie that would you turn down $96,000 a year if someone was like, "Don't do this one thing"?
Yeah.
Like, that's how much Jackie was going to be making if he was just a driver in this movie, which is the best money any driver makes. That's a crazy amount of money for anyone, really.
I didn't think to do the math.
Well, it's just 2,000 times.
That's
yeah. I just
that's
didn't
like $100 an hour.
Wait.
No, it's more.
Sorry. Yeah, it's probably
Wait,
more.
He doesn't make. He makes over $100,000.
Yeah, he makes 52 times 2. He makes $104,000
a
year.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Jackie Chan.
That's a lot of money. Just to drive, but he drives.
He's driving
like
a billionaire around, though.
I guess that's All right. true.
All right. So let's get back to this. Now that I'm done slandering the death of Aaliyah, talking ill of a dead woman. That many people love. So he was just saying that you would damage the school's master. "That is not something that will heal easily as a bruise," he said, taking his cane and doing a silly thing with it. And that is why you've been working so hard these past few weeks. Because when you step on the stage, even for the first time, you must be perfect. And the time is coming soon! So Master tells us the date of their public performance, which is like at that amusement park that they went to. If you guys remember the amusement park.
Yeah.
And he explained that those people that were best would get to be actors, and the rest of them would be behind the scenes, working the curtains and shifting props. And Jackie tries to, like, not shit on these people, like the backstage people, because he's saying that, like, that is a valuable part of any production, like the makeup people and the crew. But he's like, I need that attention, he said. He says specifically, these chosen ones, as in the people that would be actors, would stand at the grand altar of communication between player and audience, center stage. So he's, like, big into it. So they practice with extra determination, knowing that Master will be announcing his selections in the morning. They all try to catch his eye, although it's unlikely that a single night's work would really do anything, because they've been with him for years. But Jackie goes to sleep being Jackie, thinking that he sucks because he has, like, no self-esteem because it's been beaten out of him. And he's talking to Yuen Long, talking to Big Brother. Lights out, shouted Yuen Long, and we settled into our blankets, but none of us could sleep. Hey, Big Nose, whispered Yuen Kwai. Well, who do you think got it? As in, like, who's going to be part of the play? I knew what my guesses were. Biggest Brother, of course, because he was the school's best fighter, and because he was Biggest Brother. Which makes sense. He's the oldest. Yuen Tai would probably be selected as well. Yuen Hua, certainly. Yuen Hua is a kid that is, like, the best at freezing. Like, he can do a split and just stay there forever.
Whoa.
He would sometimes fall asleep while doing splits.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yuen Hua is dope. Yuen Hua is a big part of the chapter of smoking cigarettes. But I didn't want to say anything for fear of being overheard. Clustered together as we were for warmth in our room, private conversation was impossible. I don't know, I said. I bet you got it, Big Brother said. You're the prince, right? How could he not pick you? I thought for a moment, was Yuen Kwai right? I was Master's godson, but ever since the cigarette incident, he'd barely spoken to me and treated me with no particular favor. He'll probably not pick me just to spite me. So they go to sleep. And here's who gets picked. And here's our, what are they called? The Seven Lucky Stars, which is what
like
will be known
movie.
As the group. Yeah. The Seven Lucky Stars they are the group. It's Jackie and the six other people, and they're very famous. And they're like, there's that movie about them that we talked about a couple weeks ago. I don't remember what it was called. It's called Painted Faces? Was that it?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was called.
Yeah. So, this is like, how would I put this? This is like the D-Generation X.
Oh, I see.
Of Chinese opera.
I thought you were going to go with, like, the Rat Pack. something reasonable.
They're kind of like a mixture between D-Generation X, the corporate ministry,
and NWO.
And the Shield. And the NWO. So here's who gets picked. Master goes, each of you, as you are called, please come to the front of the room. Yuen Long, he said, looking at Biggest Brother. Yuen Long stepped forward, swaggering like there'd been any doubt. So Yuen Long is like a kung fu master. And I've been doing a lot of research on Sammo, aka Yuen Long, and he is extremely famous in China. Like, way more than I knew.
Sammo is?
Like, Sammo is. Sammo is sort of like, how do I put it? Like, if Jackie Chan is Schwarzenegger, Sammo is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Does he still
I'll
direct?
I'll ask my parents about him. I haven't really heard of him before.
Yeah, Sammo Hung. Occasionally. I was watching a few clips of him fighting, and he's fucking really, really talented and very fat.
I can't believe he can move that well. He's good in the movies that we've watched him in, so...
Yeah.
And he's like the comic relief in those, so I can imagine he's even better when he's actually the good person.
Like, yeah, I would argue that Sammo, at the time of Jackie Chan making this and The Medallion, is making better movies in China. He's like the stuff that the clips, the fighting clips are at least better. Then Master picked Yun Tai. Again, no surprise. Yun Hua, Yun Wu. Yun Hua was our school's reigning king of martial arts dances. And Yun Wu was one of the academy's best singers. We never really hear anything about Yun Wu because Jackie Chan doesn't give a shit about songs. Yun Kwai. Yun Kwai gave a jump and looked. I don't remember who Yun Kwai is. He's like Jackie's shitty friend, right?
I think he's the one that he saved from getting killed, isn't
that's
he?
That's Yun Bao.
Oh.
Yun Kwai, I'm fairly certain, is like Jackie's knucklehead friend who he was talking to on the bus on the way to original Opera Academy. But we don't really know much about him, but he becomes part of the seven lovely boys.
That's probably not the best.
So this is Yun Bao.
Thing they're called.
Yeah. The seven lovely boys.
Is it? It's weird that nobody came out and was famous who was a girl. We only hear about the seven lucky stars, and all of them, wasn't there an even distribution of boys and girls at the school?
That's actually a great question, Jordan. You would think there would be women, because there are girls in this school. Maybe because it's like, no, I don't know, because girls knew martial arts too. Like, Jackie Chan's dad was trained by a woman, if we remember in the documentary.
Yeah, and in the some movies,
some of them might be famous. They're just not, like, America famous.
And they're not, like, they just weren't part of the Seven Lovely Boys.
And Sammo's not America famous either, really.
Yeah.
Or, like,
not at all.
Anyone except for Jackie, so.
Yeah, and it seems like it takes a very special amount of ambition and craziness to try to make it big in America.
You have to do legitimately insane stunts and also get really lucky. Like, a lot of Jackie Chan's story is predicated on luck,
or you just have to install doors at George Lucas's house, which is crazy in and of itself.
Is that a Harrison Ford thing?
He was like a carpenter. He was there fixing doors,
just like Jesus,
doing all sorts.
So then Yun Bao is selected. As disciplined as we were trying to act, the sound of Yun Bao's name triggered an involuntary buzz of whispering. Little brother's one of our youngest students. For him to be selected as one of the stars of the school was outrageous, but we had to admit he was a natural acrobat, capable of twisting his small body into positions we could only dream of, as comfortable in the air or upside down as we were upright and on our feet. I'm always really jealous of people that were like, could do front flips and stuff. I couldn't even climb trees when I was growing up. I was really uncoordinated in that way. So I would be very jealous of Yun Bao.
I could see it.
Our high schools didn't have any sort of like teams like that, right? Like gym. Did they have
climbing?
No, gymnastics.
Our school didn't have any like sports that mattered. Like we were.
We were on Long Island,
sure,
and
had
we had a
gym-
good lacrosse team. So. Debatable.
Yeah. Didn't
Wait.
You guys have? You guys had a football.
Yeah, we had
team.
A football team.
Yeah, but who cared? Did
the football
anyone
players
care?
Did. Like you just didn't care because you put Magic the Gathering.
Wait, no. I think that we, compared to like the South, where like every single person goes out on the weekends to watch.
Oh
football,
yeah,
like,
not sure.
We don't.
No.
We don't have our town didn't give a crap about any
sports. One of
our
lacrosse teams went undefeated for a season. I think that was a big deal, but we were just like sitting inside in film criticism club watching Poltergeist.
Yeah, and who has a podcast about the thing that they loved in high school? Us or the lacrosse players?
Jordan, instead of Friday Night Lights, you were more like Friday night in your basement on the couch watching VH1.
Friday night dark.
I was watching all the Best Week Ever. That's the only time you could watch Best Week Ever on Friday night.
Paul Scheer's on Best Week Ever. Let's not forget.
So is Paul F. Tompkins, I think, right?
Both are.
And Christian Finnegan, and all the people that you would. You want to know who always remind me of each other, and they were both on Best Week Ever. Paul F. Tompkins
and Jackie Chan
and Doug Benson.
Yeah,
yeah, kind of.
They're very similar to me. I don't know, something about them.
They both look like you, Jordan.
Two guys that I also thought were very similar from that were Hal Sparks and Michael Ian Black, even though they were very different in content.
I see it though.
They're both
Hal Sparks is like a poor man's Michael Ian Black.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He looks like a poor man's Michael Ian Black. Okay, lastly, Jackie gets picked. He doesn't think he's going to. And then everybody claps.
He's the last one? He's the last one.
I guarantee it didn't fucking happen.
He was not the last one.
we just are like losing so much respect for him. Like, the thesis of this podcast is breaking every time I read more of a chapter, and I think Jackie is more of a liar than he was before.
I bet he was like the first one, and he just like hammed it up.
How
it was Big Brother, it was Jackie, and then it was everybody.
How well do you think this book did? Like, were
question.
People like up in arms, being like, "Oh, there's a Jackie Chan biography."
It came out before his like huge fame, because he was making Rush Hour at the time of the thing.
But they probably put it out for like a secondary release when everybody was like, whoa, totally. Rush Hour, it's great.
Yeah, it got a mass market re-release, which is what I have. You guys both have the original hardcover. I could actually find this out at work, because my imprint, or like my company, did the book 20 years ago. So I can look up the sales data. I just can't do it from home. I guarantee it was probably like several thousands, like 50,000 books.
Isn't that like insider trading if you give us that info?
What does it matter? Like, who would care?
I'm just putting it out there. I think you could get in a lot of trouble with the U.S. government.
Are you going to be a fool and put your money into a dying industry of publishing?
What?
Would you, like, foolishly put your money into the dying industry that is publishing?
Isn't that what everybody did who paid for a ticket to see The Post?
What?
I don't know
what you guys should publish instead? And really get back up there.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
What? That's not his... No. I was going to say Bitcoin. Just publish the Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. Oh, if you publish Bitcoins, you could make your own money. And then you could become like the Winklevosses. Did you know that the Winklevosses...
All right, what's going on now?
Billions of dollars off of Bitcoin.
What's going on now?
Do you know who those people are?
Yes.
Yes. They're Army Hammer. We were talking about Army Hammer.
Two Army Hammers.
Yes, they're rich now.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? They were rich, but to make $1 billion off of Bitcoin?
That's not rich to get rich.
I'm not. Gotta be rich to get rich, guys. Gotta have money to make money. That's what I said in a script that I didn't sell. Oh, man. Let's fucking talk about this movie. It's such a bummer.
Let's start it off as this movie starts.
Pretty funny.
Within 5 seconds of this movie starting, we watch a deer urinating into a stream. And I don't know why. The movie starts off like that, but
yeah, use this B-roll or we lose it.
Oh yeah, they definitely had, that was B-roll. There's no way that was B-roll, Sonny. They filmed that scene specifically for this movie.
Yeah,
100%.
They had to. Is that supposed to be about like water contamination?
Yeah, I think that was like a foreshadowing.
That's stupid fucking MacGuffin there is in this movie.
This movie, it's so silly. This is like, it's 2002, so is it like prime water bottle scare? Like, people are like talking about, like, everybody's drinking bottles of water now. Like, it's crazy. Why would you do that? Why don't you just drink tap water? And they use it, it's like the equivalent of the Bond movie that changes the villain based on whatever the contemporary scare is. Like, how the Quantum of Solace was about a like megalomaniac who was masquerading as a political or a climate activist, and secretly they want to kill all the people in the world to save the planet from itself.
Are you asking if the movie is like that?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I guess so. I guess that's my, which one of them
Bond
was
movies,
global warming. What's
Bond movies always
what's the one
around,
with Javier Bardem? The world was scared of
great, the deep state
that's
agents.
Skyfall.
Oh yeah, that's Skyfall.
Wasn't he a Bond? Well, he was a Bond before.
He was like, a Bond. So they were afraid of the deep state.
Now that's a great scene, is when Javier Bardem is walking towards the camera.
It's a good long
take.
That's
fucking a movie.
The tuxedo is bad, James Bond.
The tuxedo, it has all the trappings. He calls himself James... What is his
Tom.
Last name?
Jimmy
it
Tom?
Sounds like Bond.
Oh, yeah, his name is
Jimmy Tom.
James
Hong.
Tom
with a T.
Before we get real into this movie,
okay.
Jordan, in 3 sentences, give a synopsis of what this is about.
Okay. Jackie Chan works as a taxi driver who likes a girl who works at an art gallery. Sentence 1.
He's not
going to
make it.
Sentence 2.
He's not going to make it.
That's the first 2 minutes.
That's one sentence. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sum up
sentence
2 hours
two.
In the next 2 sentences.
Okay. Sentence 2. Jackie gets hired as a driver for a international secret agent and has to take over for him once he's put out of commission.
That's sentence 2.
That's sentence 2. And then Jackie has Devlin. What's his last name? Devlin.
This is no.
What?
No, the third
no.
sentence is. Jackie teams up with Jennifer Love Hewitt to uncover an operation that has to deal with contaminating the water supply of the world.
That's 3. Perfect.
Boom. 3 sentences.
That's a log line right there. I don't know why you would leave a sentence that has to do with why you would lead with something that's 3 minutes into the movie in the last 3 minutes of the movie, Jordan.
Wait, what do you mean?
You were like, Jackie plays a taxi driver who's in love with a girl. Sentence 1. That's
what's
like,
wrong with that?
Because it's 4 minutes of the movie.
But it's important. It sets up Jackie. It also...
All right.
I don't understand. Why is he wearing a Hooters shirt? And why does he have a soul patch?
The soul
patch.
Okay,
now that we know... I love the... So Jackie is like a real dingbat. Like, he's really dumb in this movie.
He's very dumb.
And he's wearing a Hooters shirt that says, "Hooters girls love me." And then he also has a fucking soul patch, which I think she calls mildew.
So
someone calls mildew.
Yeah, she calls it mildew on his lip.
That means this was probably filmed in like 1999. Or early 2.
Well, I mean, it's soul patches are... I guess they've never really been cool. Right?
Can you grow one? I can see Jordan's got one.
I have one,
yeah,
but
it's
a part of
solo.
A larger beard.
The solo ones are weird.
Yeah.
Sonny, instead of Jordan sucking your dick, if you lose, you have to grow a soul patch.
Sonny does?
Okay.
What happens if I lose?
He has sucking dick. You can grow one. My verdict.
So my logic for it not being filmed in 1999 is there's no jokes about Y2K. So it's possible.
Yeah, I guess.
That's actually a good point.
There'd be a lot of computer jokes.
What if the tuxedo is a metaphor for Y2K?
What do you mean? It's after Y2K?
No, what if the tuxedo in the movie...
could have caused Y2K.
It's a metaphor for Y2K.
Oh, interesting.
Jim, the tuxedo's not in the book, so I can't even read what he says about it.
I think Jackie wanted to forget about this movie, but the world never forgot.
Yeah.
It's got
so
some pretty
weird.
Good actors in
like,
it.
Like, Jason Isaacs is a bad good guy. You always think he's going to betray you and be the bad guy. Young Lucius Malfoy.
You mean the officer in The Patriot?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
He seems like, in this movie, he actually seems like a good guy.
Well, yeah, but like you always expect him to like do something evil.
It's weird casting. He's very smarmy.
Yeah. But that works for a like a James Bond type. James Bonds at that era are smarmy.
That is true.
You have what's his name as James Bond?
Pierce
is a very smarmy Bond.
I lost my virginity to a Pierce Brosnan movie.
The Thomas Crown Affair?
The Matador.
What?
The Matador.
You saw that movie?
An assassin. Well, I didn't see too much of it, guys. No, I came immediately and watched The Matador with
what?
A girl. Yeah.
Oh my god.
At the Belmore Playhouse.
Wait, was this was this on DVD?
No, it was on HBO. Probably HBO 2.
HBO 2. The Matador
Channel 83. If you have
I think that's IFC.
84 then? I don't remember. It's been a while since I've been in Long Island.
No, wait, no.
This is
actually
completely
irrelevant.
Right.
No. 81 okay.
Oh, you know what movie didn't come out that I expected to come out that Jason Isaacs is in? The Death of Stalin.
What? Oh.
What happened to that? It's by Armando Iannucci, who made The Thick of It and Veep and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think this movie... getting back to it. This movie's got some strange choices. There are... I don't know. I kind of want to talk about the end. I want to talk way out of order.
Yeah, let's do it.
But let's introduce the idea of the tuxedo first.
Okay, so yeah, the tuxedo is essentially, so to go back to the log line, in the log line, we didn't talk anything about the tuxedo. So Jackie Chan is a really great cab driver in New York. He gets hired by some sort of secret agency thing to drive around a billionaire who has a tuxedo that is somehow it gives him robotic speed and the ability to do anything, pretty much anything. Like, it's a super suit that makes him excellent at martial arts and a great dancer and can do whatever. It's was that good enough? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh,
so after crap. So after the billionaire is hit by a skateboard bomb, Jackie takes a tuxedo for himself to try and get revenge, which then leads him down a path of meeting Jennifer Love Hewitt, who plays a very discouraging character to me.
Yeah. Oh my god. This is probably the worst role I've seen anyone in at this time period. I don't know. It's so degrading. It's horrible. I don't understand why Jennifer Love Hewitt decided to be in this movie.
Because it's a Jackie Chan movie, and he's one of the biggest stars in the world at the time. This movie made $100 million.
It is crazy. That's so bad. I just want to she is so she's. her desperation to, mm-hmm. To make men happy. I don't understand. This movie has probably the best example I've ever seen in a movie of somebody being, what's that thing called?
A woman?
No. That thing called, neg, she, at the end of the movie, gets
she gets negged really hard.
So hard, and she just, is okay, that's great.
She also is supposed to be playing a super intelligent scientist, or, a super intelligent, an M of sorts,
right.
an intel person.
But she really wants to be in the field.
But
which
she's
is, like,
so
the same
dumb.
Thing as the medallion.
Yeah.
But she's so dumb. There's a scene where Jackie is literally being choked and fought by, guys. And she, looks at him. And she's just like, what's with all the jumpy? and, then it takes her another 5 seconds to realize that maybe she needs to help him out. I don't know. It's very...
Do you guys want to know a screenwriting trick that I think explains what her bullshit is?
Sure.
There's a thing in scripts that a lot of people do to say when they know they're going to have a movie made. It's called they'll omit scenes where it'll be Jennifer. It'll say character and Jackie Chan talk about what just happened, and it's not worth it to take pages up. There's a story that's going. It'll slow everything down. I guarantee almost everything she says is like, they didn't write lines for her, and the day of, they go, let's fucking have her say something. Like, and she, and Jennifer Love Hewitt just was doing that thing that she kind
of
did.
Well, isn't it usually, like, those placeholders are, instead of actually being dialogue, they're, like, what that dialogue is supposed to be trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, the intent.
Yeah, Jackie and Jennifer Love Hewitt talk about blank.
Like, Curb Your Enthusiasm. She mentions
this for...
Yeah, like an entire Curb script. That's what they do in Curb. Good one, Jordan. That was very insightful, actually. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
You've grown a lot over the 27 years that we've been on this earth. Almost 28 for you.
Almost, back to the movie. I just... It's hard to watch her act in scenes. Like, I don't know. There's just... It seems very... I don't know. This movie, I think, does a lot of things, and I don't know if anything in this movie is done well. The fight scenes are really, really bad. Like, all... Oh, actually, there is one thing that I realize this movie does well.
Okay.
This movie makes a really, really good prediction, better than a lot of movies, about what technology in the future looks like.
Explain.
Like, go on.
So with the onset of, like, wearable tech that we have, that our society is kind of, like, adopting a lot, people have this wearable technology that's linked to smartwatches.
Yeah.
True.
This movie has a, like, the things that it says the future will look like and advancements aren't, like, it's not like Minority Report, where, like, you have to wear a glove to be able to work with a computer. Yeah. Like, you can just, like, swipe without wearing special gloves. Like, this makes a good prediction about what the technology of the world that we currently have actually functions like. You have wearable tech that remotely connects to a smartwatch or a smart device. Whereas, like, there's no wires in anything that he's dealing with. It's not like the watch is connected to the actual tuxedo. It works remotely when nothing was doing that at that time.
Did this movie invent Wi-Fi and Bluetooth?
I guess it kind of did. Like, before this movie, maybe somebody growing up, the millennials of the world, grew up watching the tuxedo. And then they went to Silicon Valley when they turned 18 and 19. And then now we have wearable tuxedo tech. That is my... Bluetooth, that's what I think.
And for that reason, I'm giving it 5 stars. In 1989.
Wait,
Bluetooth
what?
Bluetooth was a thing in 1989.
Holy shit.
Bluetooth?
Those baby boomers doing everything before we get to it. They ruined the housing market. They ruined.
Yeah, what about when they ruined the website market?
They just snatched up all the good domains.
Guys, can I give you to get off topic for a second to go back to porn? I had a discussion about this with people a few days ago.
Okay.
I think that porn sites shouldn't be like called Pornhub.com. It should just be whatever site you want and then .com. And then that would be the site. It would be like... And so you would say I have a .com company instead of a porn company.
I guess. That
would be good.
Wouldn't you shorten it? Wouldn't it be a .com company?
It'd be a very...
I guess I would, yeah.
It'd be a very expensive change, I think.
I guess it would change the world in a lot of
ways. Wait, why would it be that
because
expensive?
That,
you would just need to go to a GoDaddy.
No. That extension doesn't exist. Like, you can't just create one of those.
But what if net neutrality happens? Or it doesn't happen. And then the internet is a wasteland.
It has nothing to do with that.
I thought it was like Mars. Like, when Earth is depleted... You gotta move to Mars. So when the .com land is depleted, and
you have no idea what you're saying right now. You are out on a limb, and you are just peddling, going nowhere.
A movie like that, where like like the world gets destroyed and everybody has to go to Mars. What if the end of net neutrality destroys all the .nets and the .govs and the .coms and we gotta move over to another new extension?
So we can have NewYorkStateOfHealth.com.
Yeah, good.
If you want to get your Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicaid card.
See? It'll work.
It might work.
I see a future for us in that.
You know what I think this movie did do pretty well? I actually do think the tuxedo is pretty cool.
The actual tuxedo is cool.
It's a fun like plot device, and it's interesting to have a Jackie Chan who's not good at kung fu, and then it makes him good at kung fu and dancing and singing. Was he singing?
We need to talk about that James Brown scene. Because that was a really weird thing.
I have a question. Is this the worst movie of the early 2000s that James Brown made a cameo in?
What's the other one?
Is James Brown not... Does he not make a cameo in Undercover Brother?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. I was under the impression that Undercover Brother was good.
Is it? I have not seen it in many, many years.
I'm going to say that watching it on Comedy Central, it's not a good movie.
I don't think
Chris
it's very
Kattan
good.
Is
was,
the lead.
Yeah, it was.
No, Chris Kattan isn't the lead.
He's the lead bad guy.
He's the lead but that's not the lead.
Sorry. I don't care. I'm not apologizing.
Undercover Brother has a 77% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, what
James
is
Brown
the
is
22.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You thought the tuxedo was going to beat 77?
I never... You said it has like a four stars on
Amazon. That was just Jackie Chan rating it over and over again to inflate sales, I'm pretty sure. God damn. Yeah, but there's a scene in the movie where Jackie and JLH... go to, what are they trying to do?
They're trying to
find the bad guy.
Yeah, I think they're trying.
Oh, he's not in. Sorry, he's not an Undercover Brother.
He is. I just read his name.
But he's not. I'm on IMDb, and he's not an actor in it.
Oh God, we were back on track. Undercover Brother.
Is there a second James Brown?
Look, James Brown, right there.
If there was a second James Brown, his name would still show up, Jordan.
Wait, no. Okay, so I'm going to all filmography.
Oh my God.
I'm going to actor. Oh, is it in Self? Oh.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay.
Wait, it's still not here.
He's in the movie, Jordan.
Yo, there's something happening on my IMDb then.
No. I guarantee if I go to my IMDb, he will be on there. And I'm not going to do that, though, right now. Because I'm trying to talk about this fucking
movie. Okay, keep on going.
Yeah, they're trying to get the bad guy, and Jackie Chan... They sneak in pretty much by Jennifer Love Hewitt showing her cleavage to two bouncers. Right. Which is problematic. And then the face that one of the men makes is both very funny and also very embarrassing to me as a man. I figure that guy looks at boobs all day. Like, he's a fucking doorman for a club. Keep it in your pants. Guy that looks kind of like Wayne Knight and a Cabbage Patch Kid mixed together. But then they end up knocking out James Brown, and Jackie Chan is told to be... Like, he's his replacement as the Emperor of Seoul.
Which is racist.
And then he does... I think he does Get On Up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get up, get on up. And he does it really well, and it woos a woman after he... I guess what is considered, like, 2000-era twerking in her face.
Who is, I think, the bad guy's wife? Or girlfriend?
Or girlfriend, yeah. She's older than... She's pretty old, though, isn't she?
Yeah, I think the... Isn't the bad guy pretty old?
The bad guy is similarly aged. He's, like... 45 to 50, and she seems 45 to 50.
Is the bad guy Jason Robards?
No, the bad guy is, what's his name? Richie Coster.
Oh, really? Okay.
But he has a scientist. His scientist friend is Peter Stormare.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
Oh, of Fargo fame?
Yeah. And of Until Dawn fame.
He was just doing a Dr. Strangelove impression, right?
Yeah, like, I can see that.
He had the glasses and he was having I think he knew what the movie was and he was having fun.
Yeah, like, but he wasn't very funny.
No, he was just emasculated by Jennifer Love Hewitt. That was his thing. There's very little to say about this movie that's good or really, like, entertaining, because the movie just is a series of sequences without any real interesting things happening.
I thought the pool thing was actually kind of cool.
Well, then talk about it.
So they have to find... They're at the party trying to find where the lair is of the bad guy, the bad scientist, and they...
The bad boy, yeah.
The bad boy. They see him walk into another part of the backyard, and they follow, and when they go there, no one is around, and... Mm-hmm. Jackie, like, they're walking around looking at the pool, and Jackie has, I guess, the insight to, he sees something that looks like it's, like, floating on the water, so he steps on the water, and they realize that it's actually, the pool is a secret entrance to the lair, and it, like, opens up pretty coolly to the lair. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I think it was a cool-looking scene.
It was.
I don't think it was, like, a spectacular scene. I think this movie doesn't have any spectacular scenes, but I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool looking.
It felt really artificial that they gave up the tuxedo and then have him find another one.
He finds a suit.
Oh, yeah.
Why did
she give
true.
Him the tuxedo anyway, exactly? To, like, earn his trust?
Yeah, I think
I don't get what her plan was, though.
Because now he has a tuxedo. I don't know.
But why didn't... Here's my question. I think if this movie were made today, I think Jennifer Love Hewitt would put on the tuxedo, and then she would kick ass. As, like, that would be a cool 2017 ending to the tuxedo.
So I have a hypothesis with this and the medallion in all Jackie Chan movies of that era, that he wanted a sequel.
Okay.
Because it always... There, he has his sidekick person, his sidekick girl, side piece.
boo.
And at the end of the medallion, she gets medallion powers too to fly through
time
and space. And in this, Jennifer Love Hewitt is pretty much like, they don't kiss or anything, but it looks like they're going to be dating or something or flirting. And she's always wearing, when she's not like in sexy mode, she's always wearing a tie. She's literally, like, wearing a shirt and tie a lot of the time. And I think that they would give her a lady's tuxedo. And they probably have to go to a wedding to stop something. Or they put her in a... This is such a better movie, and I have thought of two sentences. They have to go, like, infiltrate the royal wedding.
Uh-huh. So it's like Wedding Crashers, but with the tuxedo.
Yes.
The dressedo. Yeah.
I think she'd just be in a dress, yeah. And it would just be that she has his things, he has his, and she, like, falls in love with the prince, and the prince is going to be assassinated, but then Jackie's jealous. It's crazy. Wait, that's such a better idea.
So they never went into... They made a big deal about her ring when Jackie is falling off that building.
Oh, yeah.
And then they never talk about the ring ever again.
Yeah, that's weird.
They don't, like, say a thing about that ring.
She says... It's not even like she just says, not even that her ring just comes off. He's grabbing her arm and he takes her sleeve off. And then he goes to grab her hand and her ring is coming off. And he's just, and she says, oh no, not my ring. And he drops with the ring and she's like, no, like, but why include that? Why does it even matter?
Don't
just don't have her wear a ring.
This is a dumb movie. This sucks. Like, we just had a great Jackie movie.
Yeah.
And then we have what I don't know if this is as bad as the medallion. I don't think it's as bad as the medallion.
This is better than the medallion.
But it's of that same tier, and there's just not... Like, Jackie's kind of funny in it. I'll give him that. He says some things that kind of make me laugh throughout. Because they, like... He just really wants to be a comedian in this movie. But overall, this is a real shitty
Can you remember anything that you specifically laughed at? Like, something that was like, ha, that is funny.
When he's supposed to, when he's talking to, what's his name? Romany Malco, about what he should say to the woman that works in the gallery. And he's like, she's the woman of my dreams. And Romany Malco goes, tell her that. And he goes, what should I tell her? Okay, I'll tell her. She's the woman of my wet dreams. Or she says, like, you're from my wet dreams, or something like that. Whatever it is.
This is peak. I'm reminded because you brought up the gallery. This is like
Call Mockery.
Yeah, this is peak. Like, gay people are very mean to strangers they meet in movies. This is like that era of like every gay person who. And all gay people work at stores.
Clothing.
They're all, and it happens in Rush Hour 2, I think, also.
Jeremy Piven.
Is that Rush Hour 2 or is that Rush Hour 3? It's one of the Rush Hours. It's just like very much this time where if you interact with a gay person at a store, they're going to be mean to you. They're going to tear you down to a place you've never been in your life. Colin Mockery says like the meanest thing to him. He's just like, he builds him up. He's just like, oh, he talks to him. He gets in his head. He's like, oh, we all know you're not here to see the art. And Jackie's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, oh, I think you should go ask out Jessica. And Jackie's like, really? And Colin Mockery is like, yeah, you should get it over with so that she could say no to you and we could all move on with our lives. Like, the meanest thing you could possibly
say. And then
doesn't
he leaves.
And he doesn't even leave. It just cuts to him not being there anymore.
Yeah, it was bad.
Colin
Mockery looks a lot like Richard Jenkins.
Yeah. I could see it.
I actually did think that there were, like, some good pieces of, like, actors that I like are in this. Like I said, Romany Malco's in this, and I love Colin Mockery, obviously. And also fucking Bob Balaban!
Who's Bob Balaban?
He's, like, the head of the agency.
Oh, the one...
He's in the Christopher Guest movies.
Oh, yeah, he's also in, The Lady in the Water.
Who is he in Lady in the Water?
He's the writer. The failed writer, or the movie critic.
He's in a lot of Wes Anderson movies, too.
I haven't seen The Lady in the Water. I thought we were talking about The Shape of the Water.
No, the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
All right. Does anyone have any last thoughts about this, or should we talk about, or should we say what our Jackie Not Want Any Trouble scores are?
I'm going to say this movie is very sexist. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like, constantly, like, any scene there's a scene where the two women are at a gun range, and they're, like, about to shoot. They're at a shooting range and they have like pistols and machine guns. And I was in my head, I thought to myself, I was like, wow, is this movie about to pass the Bechdel test? And literally 2 seconds later, all they do is talk about Jackie's character, Devlin, whatever his last name is. And then the guys who are like security guards in the shooting range use the camera to like ogle their butts and like talk about like having sex with them. Like, this movie literally, I think for the time it came out, I don't understand how the movie was so bad for like a mainstream movie that was like trying to have a woman as like an action star.
2000 or 2002 or whatever, still pretty like shitty. still pretty shitty. That also, just be also, I'm just gonna say, just because the guards are talking about their butts doesn't mean the Bechdel test has failed.
No, all they do is talk about Jackie's
they
character.
They also do fail the Bechdel test on the scene.
But I literally had, it was like an almost out-of-body experience. I thought to myself, I was like, wow, I'm surprised this movie is going to have just this scene. And then it literally, it can't fail it harder.
Yeah. What's your rating, Jord?
I'm pretty sure I gave the medallion...
It doesn't matter what you gave the medallion.
I'm gonna give this movie like a 0.5. This movie,
holy shit,
this movie
really?
Was not good. This movie, like, it wasn't fun. When it tried to be funny, it wasn't funny. When it tried to be interesting, it wasn't interesting. At least the medallion, like, I enjoyed the story. It had like reveals I cared about.
You enjoyed the story of the medallion?
I thought it was an interesting... I thought there were funny things, like the beginning of the medallion with the pointing the gun at different things. Like, the medallion, and I compare this and the medallion because they're of a similar age in Jackie's career. They're both, like, American releases where he's trying to be funny, action comedies, and the medallion succeeds at things. This doesn't succeed at anything. Like, across the board.
It does teach you some science.
It does. I actually think this is a better made movie than The Medallion is. I just think it's a worse story by quite a bit.
No, I'll agree with you. I think this movie is better, better quality. It definitely looks better, but I think it's just... The story is like a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's trash. It's incoherent trash. There's, like, really no buts about it. Oh, what'd you give it, Jord?
0.5.
I'm probably just gonna give it a 2. Like, I don't think it's the worst movie ever. The medallion I didn't even know where to begin with.
Here, I'm gonna give it a 1 because 0.5 is weird. I'll move it to a solid number.
Okay. I do think that this isn't like the worst movie, and I feel like there are, aside from the medallion, there will be worse movies than this in his catalog. It had some here's the thing. We're looking at these stunts, and I think I'm trying to break out of this. Wire tricks and shit like that, and wire kung fu, was very popular in the early 2000s because of Crouching Tiger. So they put it in everything. And it doesn't hold up well, but that doesn't mean it's not technically kind of impressive, even if it's not
like
what I like.
I always think that the stunts are... Like, in my head, I'm going, like, oh, that's a cool idea for a stunt. But they're just, like, executed poorly. Is the thing.
Yeah, for sure. I give this a 2. What about you, son? 2 Jackie Chan not wanting
I'm
any
probably,
troubles.
I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Oh, okay. So you're the median grade.
I think it's fine. But it's
so,
like,
so the... I see what you're saying about, like, how they could be impressive for the time. It's just, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because our brains are now trained to look at good stuff. So we... We look back at this garbage, or
it could be. Yeah, Sonny, were you about to say something? I was during your.
No, I was just gonna say, like, it's very, like, inert. I don't know. This movie doesn't need to exist.
It's true. I don't think that anyone would say this movie didn't save anybody's life, except maybe some people who worked on it who needed money real bad.
No.
And it kept them going.
Like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Probably.
Where's she now?
TV. She makes like some TV appearances.
I haven't seen her in anything for a long time. I always get her and Sarah Michelle Gellar confused.
I get her and Calista Flockhart confused for some reason.
I don't even know who that is.
Ally McBeal.
Ford.
Oh, you get Calista Flockhart and Sarah Michelle Gellar confused? Do you say she's married to Borg?
No. Harrison Ford?
Who? Callista Flockhart?
Callista Flockhart, yeah.
Okay. Really? Isn't he
Callista
like...
Callista Flockhart Ford.
Isn't he like 30 years her senior? Or more?
She's like in her late 50s.
Yeah, isn't he...
Mid-50s?
Isn't he like close to 80?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. It happens, man.
Especially
when you're Harrison Ford.
He's a
snack.
Yeah, he also wants to kill himself, by flying planes. It's constantly crashing planes.
What?
Harrison Ford is constantly crashing planes. You don't know about this?
No. What's he talking about, Sonny?
Harrison Ford got into a plane accident. He likes to pilot things.
Multiple times he's gotten into plane accidents.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. That's cool. All right, so this movie gets a 1.5 cumulative score. We're all worse for watching it. Jackie Chan. Sonny picked Rumble in the Bronx. I picked this. What's our next movie?
Can I pick Rush Hour?
No.
Okay.
You haven't done your job nearly well enough to get to do that.
If I can't pick Rush Hour, then I honestly think that we need to go back to the roots a little bit. I agree. We need to go back to a Hong Kong era movie.
Okay. Do you have any in mind?
I honestly don't know enough about Jackie Chan discography.
Discography?
Filmography.
I mean, he does do our theme music.
There is a sequel
to
Drunken Master.
I'm not against that. I think that there's probably something else that's in here that we can do that's cool.
Can we watch the movie where Jackie did his first sex scene?
Oh, do you want to watch All in the Family?
Is that what it's called? Is it a comedy?
Yeah.
Let's watch it. If it's a comedy, I 100%... Like a straight comedy? I want to see a straight Jackie Chan comedy. No more action comedies. At least for 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah. All in the Family, 1975. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube.
Sweet. Okay. That is 100% what I want to see.
Holy shit. Okay. That's fine with me. All right. Are you guys ready to do the jack-off?
Yeah.
All right. Sonny's up three, right?
It's a TV series. How am I going to find that?
What?
All in the Family, Jackie Chan. Yeah. All the Family is like one of the biggest sitcoms ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, was that where he was naked?
Yes, he was with Archie, with Archie Bunker.
All in the Family. Is All in the Family and Mama's House? They're related, right? Mama's Family, is that what it's called?
I truly don't know. Okay. If you type in All in the Family Jackie Chan, it's the first thing that comes up.
Sweet, I get to save those big bucks next week.
Then
buy a $3 movie.
So Sonny, you're up 3 points, right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes. This has the... there's only going to be one question, as they were said, but it will be worth up to, if you get on the first guess, 6 points.
Whoa. Stakes.
All right. Ready, guys?
Yeah. Wait. Is it the I Am Chan? What game is it today?
It's always going to probably be... I Am Chan. I have so much fun with I Am Chan.
I thought you said that the whole point of calling it the Jack-Off was that it wasn't always going to be I Am Chan.
Fine. From now on, I Am Chan is just the Jack-Off.
Okay.
And if I have other games, we'll just play other games.
Will you call
them
something
else? I'd like to play
games,
too. Sure. If you come up with them, I want to play them.
Okay. So I'm going to, from now on, just default. It's I Am Chan. Okay.
It's I Am Chan, but it's really the Jack-Off.
Okay.
This is Chan-splaining. Okay, and I'm not going to say the Jackie Chan part. Well, I will say this. You can watch Jackie Chan on this Netflix show.
Changer Things.
No, incorrect. Sonny, you have a guess?
Wait. is this you can actually do it, or is that part of the question?
No. It's just the portman. It's just like a silliness.
Our Change is the New Black.
Stop. No. You guessed.
No.
Sonny, you've lost your turn. All right. You can watch this Netflix show that stars a character.
Mirror.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
You've lost your second turn.
Damn.
Where back in the 90s, I was on a really famous TV show. Sonny, you have a guess if you want it.
BoJack Horsechan.
BoJackie Horsechan.
Sonny, you have won the Jack-Off.
What?
10 points. Sonny is now ahead 7 points on you, Jordan.
Damn it.
He doubled you up. Bojack Horsechan.
Oh, you know what the worst part is? I messed up. If you had waited,
you would have probably gotten it.
If I had waited, I would have gotten it, because I knew
it. When I sang the song, did you know it?
Yeah, I knew it immediately when you said
it. Oh, fuck. Bojack Horsechan.
Wait. I think it would be Bojackie Horsechan.
No, I made it up. It doesn't matter what
Why
you think.
Why wouldn't it be Bojack?
It's only ever been Chan.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I just think that's a waste of time.
Okay, that's fine. You would say that, George. There was a chance for someone to go up 6 points. You could have changed the tide.
I could have. Could have, would have, should have.
You're getting... Sonny, get ready for your mouth to suck his dick. Because it's coming. You're rocking him right now. Up 7 points.
That's a lot of points.
Damn. I'm going to try to come up with one that's worth like 12 points.
Yeah. Do that.
Like it's a jack world or something like that. All right. That's going to be it for us. Someone tell the people at home where the fuck we are.
So you can find us on all of the major social media stuff. We're on Facebook. Chansplaining Podcast. We're on Twitter at the Chan Pod. We're on SoundCloud at Chansplaining Podcast. You can find us on iTunes by searching us in the iTunes store. We're available on all major podcast apps. I run a Reddit for us, and I post on our Reddit stuff.
Wait, we have a Reddit page? We have a Reddit subreddit?
Not a subreddit. I have an account.
Oh, okay.
Does that?
Oh,
do you say
okay.
That?
Fine. I do too.
Well, it's a specific thing to our thing. It's called You Chansplaining Podcast. So.
Oh, okay.
So
I see.
So if you comment at us, give us Reddit gold, and I don't know what I do with that, but.
It helps your post or something. I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So do that so that more people can interact with us and learn about the Chansplaining Podcast. I don't think I missed any social medias.
No, you got it, Jordan.
We probably should. I was thinking about this. We should have some recording of like what we give the scores. Like, should we like have that recorded somewhere, or do they not matter? Because I've always thought about like we give them how many troubles and then like we never talk about it ever again.
It's true. Okay, Jordan, that's your job.
Okay.
You go back and you go listen to the end of the shows and you figure out the scores.
Okay, I'll listen to the last 10 minutes of every episode or something.
just don't listen to the first parts. Just do the last 10. All right. This has been Chansplaining. Good eating.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Music. Music. Fat, 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 fat